This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, how to break the cycle of overeating with forgiveness. Plus, my brother's favorite embarrassing story about me. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Inside Out Weight Loss is about the inner journey of outer transformation. In other words, it's how to get yourself to do what you already know that you should be doing. Sound familiar? So many of us know what we're supposed to eat, how we're supposed to exercise, and all the rest of it. In fact, we are full of shoulds. What we're not full of is motivation to do them consistently over the long term, like, say, a lifetime. Now, if you think about the practices that you have in your life that you have been consistent about, that you have done over the years, year in and year out, I bet you'll find some things in common with these practices. Take, for example, brushing your teeth. I'm hoping that you brush your teeth on a daily, hopefully twice a day basis. And I'm guessing that you find it fairly easy. You take the time, the couple of minutes that it takes, you find it fairly easy, and you feel that there's a payoff for it. You have fresh breath, your teeth feel good, you feel comfortable talking to other people, and with luck, you have healthy teeth and gums. Pretty easy, pretty straightforward, that's my guess. And you keep doing it. Now, flossing, as any hygienist will tell you, is another issue. Flossing, a lot of people think, is a lot of hard work. It's a hassle. It's unpleasant. Takes too much time. This is a practice that many people don't do on a regular basis. So what's the difference? In fact, flossing probably doesn't take much longer than a proper good old brush. It's our perception of it. You ask any consistent exerciser out there why they exercise on a consistent basis, and they're going to tell you how great it makes them feel. They're going to tell you all the benefits of exercising because that's what they focus on and that's what keeps them going day after day, week after week, and year after year. You ask someone who's a sporadic exerciser or even a couch potato what they think of when they're exercising or when they think about exercise, and they'll tell you, it's no fun, it's a hassle, have to change clothes, have to wash my hair, have to get into spandex, oh my God, those mirrors, yada, yada, yada. No wonder they don't do it. They're thinking about it as a hassle. Now, these are pretty simplistic examples, but basically what we do here at Inside Out Weight Loss is help you think about, and not just consciously think about, but automatically prefer to do things that create a slim and healthy and happy body. Because if you preferred to do these healthy behaviors, if genuinely you found them more appealing, brighter, more attractive, more vivid, closer, really things that you could just jump right into because they gave you a cascade of good feelings, not even way out into the future, but right here and now in the very short term, a cascade, a warm waterfall. Once I went to the most delicious warm waterfall of spa hot springs in Costa Rica. Now that was a destination. thermal waters bubbling up from the ground and pouring over you like a gentle massage. If every time you thought about a healthy behavior, it was like a cascade of those delightful thermal waters seeping into and relaxing every muscle of your being in sheer release, do you think you'd do it pretty often? I think so. I think you'd be all over it, as a matter of fact, like I would be if I lived near those amazing hot springs in Costa Rica. Tabacón Hot Springs, as a matter of fact, if you happen to find yourself there. Now, I invite you to drop even further inside, because it may be that you already began to settle into yourself just as those warm, massaging waters from the thermal spring, as you felt them pouring down over your head as if you were standing under a waterfall, a gentle, just the right speed waterfall over your trapezius muscles. Those are the muscles that go from your neck to your shoulders that just love to relax and surrender to that warm, soothing water. And if you were feeling that and already dropping inside even deeper now, as you listen to the sound of my voice, you might really come to appreciate how good it feels to simply let the cares of your day float away, just drift away like clouds in the sky. It's so interesting to notice that we all have emotions all day long. We have all sorts of emotional experiences, and it's really quite entertaining to watch them come and go. You can think back to your past and notice how emotions have consistently come and gone throughout your life. Every one of them. You know, anxiety, distress, the bad ones, they come and then they go, yielding to positive emotions, feelings of contentment, relaxation, even connection, happiness, joy, laughter. All of those good things come too. And of course, when you sit back and think about it, the times that you enjoy the good things most, perhaps, is when you just let them flow through your experience, through your body. It feels so good to really just let go and relax right into your simple intention to serve the highest good for you, whether or not you know exactly what that is. So often we don't know. And then only later do we discover that things that perhaps we thought were very, very bad at the time turned out to be things that served us in unimaginable ways, served us to grow stronger, more resilient, more kind and compassionate. I'm betting there are so many things from your life that you can think of right now that at the time were challenges but turned out to be the best things that ever happened to you. And as you do this, you may notice yourself already having forgiven those people who did the things to you that you thought hurt you but actually ended up making you stronger. Now, I mention this because, as you may know, we've been doing a series of forgiveness. We're 3 episodes deep, I believe, 3 or 4, I lose track, you know, into our series on forgiveness. Why the heck would you want to forgive your enemies, especially when you came here to lose weight, for goodness sakes? And I thought what we'd do is start out by reviewing the cycle of overeating. Do you remember the cycle of overeating? I haven't talked about it in a long time, many, many episodes. And it goes like this. At some point in our lives, often our early lives, we experience pain, emotional pain. You know, those emotions I was talking about that flow, that come and go. We experience emotional pain for whatever reason. Someone did us wrong. Someone really hurt us, maybe unintentionally and sometimes intentionally. Maybe it was a sibling. I know, bless his heart, my brother did many intentional things to hurt me as a kid. In fact, it was sort of his favorite hobby, I would say. Somehow or other, he managed to turn out a decent, nice guy. But back then, We had some family dynamics going on, if you know what I mean. Like the time he planted a bag of oregano on himself, allowing me to discover it because he knew I was a dreadful little tattletale and would run right to my parents, delighted that I finally caught him in the act of possessing marijuana. Oh, he had such a fine time when I took the bait and told my mother proudly what I had discovered, a bag of, yes, oregano, gullible, yeah. Okay, so someone does you wrong. They plant a bag of oregano for you to discover, and you feel like crap afterwards, humiliated, and worse yet, tremendously frustrated, giving up hope that you will ever be able to get one up on your brother who is at least a foot taller than you are. So we don't like feeling pain as human beings. It's a natural instinct. Pain basically hurts. So what do? We want to get out of it as quickly as possible. And we want to get out of it now, not next week or next month. We want out now, fast. And so if we don't know how to deal with this pain, or we don't have that awareness yet that this too shall pass, then we look for something to help us cope. And somehow we get the bright idea from somebody or TV, parent, who knows where, that let me try eating something. Let me try ice cream. Let me try potato chips. And so we have the food, the chips, the ice cream, whatever it might be. And voila, we are distracted. And in fact, we may even have a little blood sugar hit. So the body's buzzing a little bit. And we think, well, I'm feeling pretty good now, at least while I'm eating. And maybe for a short while thereafter, while I get the blood sugar spike, kind of sort of works. And I don't know what else to do. I have no idea that this too shall pass. So now I know I've got a positive association with eating. Feel pain, eat. And so then the next time pain happens, we say, ah, well, I know what to do here. I can eat and I'll feel better. And then later on, maybe half an hour later, we start feeling physically not so great, but we've forgotten by then that it was the crap that we ate that made us feel like this, plus the unresolved emotional issue because the emotion didn't get any better. We just tried to stuff it down, and now we're feeling bad again. So what are we going to do? Well, we know just what to do. We've just figured it out. We're going to go have a snack. We're going to go have an extra helping. That'll take care of it. And of course, it does in the short term, or we wouldn't do it. And then, alas, once we get a little bit more savvy, we can add on to the bad feelings, not just the physical ones, but we can add on guilt. Oh my God, I feel so guilty. Why did I do it? I keep trying to stop. I'm getting fat. That brings all these problems with it. I don't fit into my clothes. Maybe people are making fun of me, kids in school, for example. Whatever it is, successfully making us feel again like crap. Here we are feeling like crap, but no worries. We know just what to do to take care of it now, not in a month when we look good again, when we're slim, when our pants button, but now we have a snack. And so it goes. There's the cycle of overeating. And after the break, I want to talk about how forgiveness intervenes in the cycle of overeating. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. Hi, Renee here. If you've struggled with your weight and no matter what you do, nothing seems to stick, it may be that a past trauma is keeping you stuck. Trauma from physical, sexual, or emotional abuse, or any event that overwhelmed your ability to deal with it, must be released first before almost any other work will take hold. At long last, I've created an audio program to completely release trauma from your life, quickly, effectively, and most importantly, gently. If you're ready to finally be free, go to reneemethod.com. That's RENEEMETHOD.com. I'm looking forward to your transformation. We're back now. Before the break, we were talking about the cycle of overeating. Feel bad, eat, feel good, feel bad again, eat, feel good, and so it goes, around and around and around. How do we break the cycle of overeating? Obviously, most diets say, well, I know how to break the cycle of overeating. Just don't eat. When you get the urge, when you're feeling like crap, just continue to feel like crap. And don't eat. Have some willpower. Have some restraint. Go for a walk. And then you'll feel better. Unfortunately, when we hear that, we think, okay, well, maybe I can muscle through this. But when push comes to shove, when my resources and willpower are depleted, when I'm stressed in life, forget it. I need something now. This is my first choice. That intervention just doesn't work over the long haul because it leaves us feeling like crap. And remember what we were saying at the beginning of this episode? Really, we just want to feel good. We don't like pain. We like to feel good. And anything we're going to do over the long haul, like brushing our teeth, is got to be easy. And if it's enjoyable,
most people even
have never
better.
Considered that being naturally slender and healthy, which, by the way, everyone can be, all of us, everybody, no one considers, most of us don't consider that that could be actually easy and enjoyable. It could be even better than overeating because let's face it, overeating, which I define as eating past full or when we're not hungry, isn't all it's cracked up to be. Eating when hungry really is enjoyable, but eating when full, you know, like from full to stuffed like a baked potato, no, thank you. Bloated stomach is not my idea of a good time. So forgiveness, what does it have to do with all this? Someone does us wrong, makes us find a bag of oregano, for example, and on top of that, finds it perhaps the most amusing thing that has ever happened and continues to tell that story to this day with great delight. And let's just say, hypothetically speaking, we resent it. We are angry. We're pissed off. We're mad. We wish it hadn't happened. And we carry that annoyance with us, not even consciously, but subconsciously, so that every time you see that person or you think of that person, you've got that annoyance. And this is dragging down your baseline mood. What am I talking about here? You know, everyone has kind of a default mood. Some people are really sunny and happy, and some people are kind of depressed. You know, Winnie the Pooh. Or there's Rabbit, who's always grumpy. Or Pooh Bear, who's wide-eyed and innocent. So we've got our baseline. And if you've got a resentment or anger that hasn't been processed against somebody from way back when, that's there. That's in the baseline. And then you add to that a few more. Really pisses you off that that happened. God, I'm so annoyed. And before you know it, you are just weighting down your baseline mood in life. It's just dragging you down. So if you're already kind of dragged down, not feeling so good, and even worse, when you get some kind of subconscious reminder, you know, the pass the oregano in the store, maybe you see the pot ads on the back of the free newspaper. Hey, maybe that's why I've never been attracted to it. I've associated it with humiliation. Ha ha. See, it did me a favor in the long run. So all that saying that it's dragging you down, it's making you feel bad. So therefore, your go-to to feel good, if it happens to be food, for example, you're going to go to it more often, right? To make you feel good because it does work in the instant, in the super short term. And that's what our reptile brains care about. So those resentments, those angers, those issues from the past, they weigh us down. And how many of us have those around our parents? I bet you can think right now about things that you haven't forgiven your parents about or things that you wish they had done differently. Well, do you really want to be carrying that around on your waist, on your butt? No, I don't think so. So we want to raise our baseline, raise our bottom line, so to speak. Because when we forgive, as Robert McDonald says, we let go of our demand that the source of our pain change. We put down our emotional baggage. Basically, we raise our baseline and take the stinger out of our trigger situations. These are good things. Heck, we may even gain spiritual virtue. Ooh la la. We develop a spring in our step, a lightness of being. And we help break the cycle of overeating. And we've discussed the three steps to forgiveness for other people. And on the next episode, we'll be talking about the big kahuna of forgiveness that slims us down. The one person that you can forgive that will make the biggest positive difference in your life. I'm betting you can guess exactly who I'm talking about. Wink, wink. And that brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. I've got a couple of online tasks for you to complete that I suspect you will enjoy very, very much. Go to facebook.com/ Renee Stephens, RENEESTEPHENS. Fan page, Renee Stephens fan page, and like me. You'll get my regular updates there. And join the Yahoo group, an awesome community of listeners who support each other, positive, amazing people. I have some online tasks for you that are guaranteed to make your journey brighter and easier. Go to my blog at personallifemedia.com/ Renee, R-E-N-E-E. Scroll down the right-hand column and you'll see a link to Like Me on Facebook where you'll get regular updates and a link to the Yahoo group where you can connect to an amazing community of like-minded people on the journey and a money-back guarantee that by supporting others, you support yourselves. Of course, both these things are free, which makes that money-back guarantee rock solid. Absolutely. You can depend on it. This is your host, Renee Stephens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.